Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to The Hand Cell, where interesting people tell us about books they think that we should read. I'm Jen Northington, coming to you from Book Riot, and today's guest is Olivia Carney. Welcome, Olivia.
Hey, Jen. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited you're here. So you are the author of the upcoming The Art of the Board, which is all about charcuterie. And I am so excited to talk to you about this. But let's introduce you a little bit more to our readers. So you are that charcuterie chick on the socials. And you are, like me, are from New Jersey, which is special, you know. So you're a creator and a food photographer. You also have a day job as a marketing director. What is your reading background, though? What are you like as a reader?
Yeah, so I love anything related to food, which is why I'm in the space that I am, at least as a freelancer. Yeah. And so I really love cookbooks, and I have a ton of them. And I just love the beauty in not only the recipe creation, but the photography behind the food as well. And so I have one book today that most of you might have heard of, maybe not. But so yeah, I love cookbooks, but also in my free time, I love a good summer read, like some cozy, romantic, a little bit of love, a little lust, all that good stuff.
Nice. And I think that, you know, snack boards, which is what your book is about, is super relevant to readers, right? Because I love to have snacks while I read.
Same.
And I had an experience this summer, actually, that we went to visit friends, and one day for lunch, one of them just put together, like, I have never seen a snack board done this well, quite frankly. Like, it was awe-inspiring to me. And now it's aspirational. Like, I want snack boards is something I would like to get better at. So when I saw that this book was coming out, I was like, well, this is relevant to my interests.
I love it. I know. It's so amazing how you could just take your little fridge finds and turn them into some beautiful display of food. And especially in the summer, it's great for when you're hanging out. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is going to be informative for me, I think, and I'm excited to hear about your book picks. So, all right. But before we get into those, let us take a quick sponsor break. Okay. So you picked a bunch of different kinds of books here, which is always exciting. I like it when there's range. I guess there's not really a theme, is there?
There's no theme at all, except for at least maybe in two of them around kind of what's been recently going on in my life around the art of the board. So not much of a theme, just a little bit all of the above.
What was sort of going through your head as you were trying to decide which books to pick?
So I wanted to pick one that I just read recently. So something new and fresh that just recently launched. And then I wanted to pick one that was very kind of on brand for me, my favorite type of book and what I'm really into. And then I actually ended up picking one that is on my to read list that I'm really excited. And I feel like everyone would also be interested in reading as well.
Yeah. Well, I love that. That is actually a nice range of picks, right? You got a little bit of everything in there.
Yes, that was what I was hoping to do.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's hear about your first pick, which is, talk about summer reads, Book Lovers by Emily Henry.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this summer, every summer I look for the best book. I have a pool in the backyard. We have a lake right behind us. So I'm always looking for a light, cozy summer read, something that's fun. And Book Lovers was all the hubbub. So I ordered this book actually after a recommendation from my friends, and it was amazing. This was actually the first Emily Henry book I read, but I know she has a lot of others that are very similar in style. And it's just a very easy read, but it's also it's funny and it's light, and she has a really comical nature of the way that she writes. And I just love that so much.
Nice. How would you like pitch this to, what's the sort of elevator pitch for this book?
I feel like the elevator pitch is, if you love like comical, kind of lusty love stories and something a little bit surprising at the end, this is the book for you. Like it's a super easy read, and there's everything you could ever wish in it for a summer read.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. And what I really liked about this one in particular, which I actually did not really know until I purchased it, but it is about this cutthroat literary agent in New York, which is not anything like my literary agent at all, but it was kind of like on brand and on theme for what I've been going through the last year and a half about, like, you know, launching a book and being an editor and being a literary agent. It was really, really cool to kind of see the other side of that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Publishing is such a journey, I want to say.
For sure. From the beginning of like, I have this idea to, you know, actually handing in your manuscript, it's a absolute journey. So, and I've only seen the one side, right? I've seen my side.
Right.
So to be able to see it and through the eyes of an agent or an editor, it was really, really cool.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I just love a book about books. That's like a thing that I am constantly, it's catnip for me as a reader.
Yes.
So there's that. Yeah. Emily Henry has a lot. I mean, everybody's in love with this book. One day I'm going to read it. I actually have to confess, I still haven't read it because she doesn't need my help. Like, I'm out here trying to recommend books that, you know, like I'm trying to find things that have maybe a little off the radar, like, because that's my job. That's literally my job. So I sometimes don't get to the really popular books until they've been out for like, you know, a while.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that one's definitely on my list. Maybe this summer.
Yes. Maybe if you just have a little extra time over the next couple months, I definitely recommend it. But speaking of, I don't want to hop too far, but my next recommendation is a little bit off the grid, something a little different. So I feel like it might be up your alley.
Oh, well, there you go. Let's hear about it. It is Half-Baked Harvest by Tegan Gerard.
Yes. Okay. So, well, that one, the one I was initially referring to, we can go to third. Oh. So Half-Baked Harvest. It's an amazing, amazing cookbook. For those that love cookbooks, Tegan Gerard is just an incredible artist. It is the most just decadent book, but also so simple for people that just want something easy, comforting, overnight meals. It's amazing. And the ratings show as such, as well as the purchases, but highly recommend, one of my favorite cookbooks I've ever owned.
What like kinds of food are in there?
So many different kinds. She has like everything from soups to salads, lunch bowls. It's like all about how to find simplicity within your food, which I feel like a lot of us are moving towards now as we learn more about the importance of, you know, nutritional value within the ingredients that we use. And it's not all about the numbers on the label, but it's so much about the quality of ingredients that are in your food. And so what I really love about this book is that not only are the recipes simple to follow, but the ingredients are simple as well. And so really anything from really super simple breakfast foods to something more involved, like a, you know, a chicken dish that feeds a group of people. So there's something for everybody in there.
Nice. And is the half-baked like referring to maybe like some things are, you know, fresh and do not require, or is it like a jokey half-baked? Like what's the half-baked reference?
So Half-Baked Harvest is her brand. Uh-huh. So that might be partially from it because there is definitely a lot of like vivacious fresh food in there. And then some, you know, cooked food as well. But yeah, Half-Baked Harvest is her brand. And then she actually has, I believe, two other cookbooks as well.
Right.
We're also really good.
Gotcha. I go through phases with cookbooks personally. Like I will find one that I love and just dive into it, you know, deep. And then I'll forget about cookbooks for like a year. And yeah. Then I'll come back to them.
Totally. They don't require much reading and you don't use them that often. So
right.
I feel like they're not usually something people splurge on, but they look so beautiful on the kitchen counter. And if you're just looking for something different and, you know, something tried and true versus just finding something random on Pinterest, a book is a really good way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the ones that have the pictures, right? Like there's, even though my food never looks like the picture, but it's still nice. Aspirational.
Exactly. It's always about aspirational. It's whatever you can do on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, nice. Well, I love the sound of that. I will definitely have to check that out. All right, let's take another quick sponsor break. We're going to switch gears here for a second. We're going to talk about your book. So as I said, you know, at the top, I am very interested in learning how to be a better snack board assembler. I am very good at snacking. Like, I'm an expert snacker, I dare say. but like I usually am like, you know, pulling random things on the go. I'm not usually like assembling a beautiful board. So talk about like, how do you write a cookbook for that?
Yeah. So actually, I feel like you bring up a great point, which is like, you know, you just want to pull something together really quickly. How do you do it in a way that is both beautiful and elevated, but also achievable and something that you don't have to go spend $100 on, right? Because sometimes they get really expensive. So throughout the book, I talk a lot about, you know, finding what you have on hand, whether that be through the, you know, utensils and props that you have, but also the food and how to approach just your weekly night meals with your family and how to like make it a little bit fun. So throughout the book, there's over 75 seasonally inspired boards. So it's split up by season. There are snack boards, recipes, there are cocktails, and it's all about stress-free entertaining. I always like to say I'm unrefined and running behind. And that is like literally who I am to my core. I'm always the last minute to do essentially everything. You know, life's busy. Like, let's make it simple for ourselves, but let's have a little bit of fun too. Especially when you have, you know, guests coming over, it's really fun to surprise them with something beautiful.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, yes, I love the sound of all of that. I am a big fan of my local farmers market. So I love a seasonally organized cookbook, because then I don't have to look up online like what is seasonal. I'm lazy.
So. Oh, same. And actually, I did the hard work for you. There's an entire seasonal kind of like checklist in there. So within the season, what is, you know, going to be freshest at this time? So if you are looking for something like that, there's a whole checklist in there for each season on what you should be on the lookout for at the grocery store.
Nice. That sounds very useful. And then, yeah, I think it's, you know, I did get a little intimidated when I was trying to, because, you know, charcuterie, like smoked meats in particular, which are delicious, are very expensive. And like the last time I put myself together, like my, you know, novice snack board, I was like, I'm going to put all the things, like I had my Kalamata olives. I did have some homemade pickles, which I was very proud of.
Love.
And then it was like some slices of cheddar off the cheddar block. And then like some, you know, pieces of that pepperoni that comes in a little Ziploc reusable that you put on your pizza.
Yes.
That was my meat.
Hey, it works. And honestly, that's my dad's favorite. And we have that on my family cheese boards all the time. Yes.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, for sure. It doesn't need to be fancy at all. I swear. I go into a little bit in my book in the intro, but honestly, growing up, this is something that we did all the time, which is why I had just kind of taken it to the next level by using it in different ways. So more snack focused or meal focused boards. But on the weekends, we would take a block of Cooper Sharp cheese, some banana peppers, and whatever crackers we can find in there, and the exact same pack of pepperoni over the Ziploc. And that was our cheese board. And we enjoyed it. And it was awesome. And it was about the experience of like sitting together and enjoying it and laughing. And not about necessarily what's on it. But if you can make it beautiful, great. But that's not everything.
Yeah. I mean, you're so right that it is. Like, it has such a community feeling to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's so approachable and friendly. Like, everybody can just take the bits that they want, which is important because, you know, sometimes people are vegetarian. Sometimes people are gluten-free. Like, some people don't like pickles. Like, my partner doesn't like pickles, which I'm continually sort of flabbergasted by, but like, okay.
It's tragic. It's tragic. My partner does not either. And can I tell you something else? He also does not like cheese. Yes. Gasp.
Full body reaction to that.
I know. When I tell you the amount of cheese I have left over my fridge, and it's not good for me because it's basically all I eat, but yeah, he does not touch the cheese. He doesn't touch the pickles. Very picky eater in this house.
Yeah. So, right. But you know, if you've got a variety of things on the board, like everybody can find the things that they want.
Exactly. Or like, it doesn't, if you're not into cheese and, you know, meat's not your thing, there are like other ways that you can just have fun with your food. Like, I have a board in there that I call Thai takeout up a notch. So it's taking your takeout and just plating it really beautifully on a board. So if you're having a girls' night in and you guys are getting Chinese takeout or Thai takeout, whatever it might be, like, here's how you can plate it really aesthetically, have a little bit of fun, have a glass of wine, enjoy a movie, and just like, you know, feel like you're doing something special.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun. The pictures look beautiful. Side note, from what I've seen, the photography is lovely.
That means actually so much to me because I photographed every book, every single photo in that book.
Did you?
Myself and edited them. So it was a hard lesson to learn. I don't think that's normally traditional, it's something I'm really, really proud of. So thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. That's so fun.
Thank you. It was a good experience. I typically take my photos on my cell phone. And mm-hmm. so I taught myself how to use a big Sony fancy camera. So right. It was an experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. The first photo I ever took on a camera is in that book. So.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. All right. Again, a journey. Publishing is a journey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, okay. I feel like our beautiful segue is, speaking of cheese, yes. You found this book that I'm excited about now too, to find out more about, Gouda Friends by Kathy Yardley.
Yes. Okay. So I'm always looking for my next read. I came across this and I thought it was the sweetest idea. So it's called Gouda Friends by Kathy Yardley. And it's kind of like this cute story about this girl who's just in a not so great relationship. And the kicker, or the not the whole reason she left, but a big no-no that he made was that he threw out her emergency cheese. And she was like, I'm done. This is it for me, amongst other things, of course. So she kind of goes on and I think that there's a love story and she reconnects with someone from her past. And it's, again, one of those cozy kind of romance books that I really love to read and get invested in. But throughout, there are, you know, some really cute, cheesy puns. So as soon as I saw this book, I was like, oh, this is so me. I need this.
It's one of my favorite things about romance novels is that so often, especially for the rom-coms, you get punny titles.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah. And then the food ones, you know, like it's even more fun because it's food puns, which who doesn't love? So
of course, I totally agree. And I just like a little bit of like lighthearted comedic relief within some of these ones. So mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be too hot and sizzly, but just some comedic relief throughout. I love. So when I saw cheese puns, I was like, sign me up.
Yes. Yes. I do feel like we're having a really great moment for rom-coms specifically. Like there's all kinds of great romance out there, but I don't know what it is, but it seems to me there's more romantic comedies now in the water, like in the past 5 years, than we had for a while before that. So it's a good time to be a fan of rom-coms.
It is, you know, sometimes life can get really heavy. There's a lot going on in the world. And so just to escape for a little bit, have a laugh, just kind of like envision yourself and this whole different life, which is, I feel like can, you know, you get wrapped up in your books and you kind of have this like make-believe moment. And I feel like those rom-coms help you to do that really easily.
Yes, 100%, 100%. And if it's a book about cheese, then you'd have to make a cheese board for it, right? Like you'd have to.
Absolutely. Actually, I should be making cheese boards based off of like different chapters in this
yes.
book. Like,
yes.
I'm totally going to do that.
Do it for the gram. It's a whole opportunity. You could like, yeah, make boards specific to certain books. Oh, I love this idea so much.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Yes. I actually really love this idea. We might be seeing this.
Yay. Oh, that's fun. I love it.
Me too.
Oh, we found a thing on the show.
It's always good. You find inspiration in whatever you can find it in.
That's right. That's right. You never know where it's going to come from. So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about books and cheese and other foods.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me and for the opportunity. I love doing this. And thank you for the time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So if people would like to find out more about you, where should they find you on the internet?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at charcuterie.chick and on TikTok at charcuterie.chick. And I am currently working on a new website. So that is to come soon. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see the updates there. Make sure to follow me and check out The Art of the Board, which can be purchased pretty much anywhere you buy books, but Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all the good ones.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, and thank you, listeners, for listening. As always, we hope you'll send us your feedback / your favorite cheese / maybe you hate cheese. What's your favorite snack? I don't care. Send it to us at getbooked@bookriot.com. If you want more book recommendations, and actually, we had a good post go up a while back about assembling snack boards for reading and for book clubs. So you can find more snack stuff on bookriot.com. You can also find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. And as always, if you have the time, leave us a rating and or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, wherever. Helps other folks to find the show. And you can find me on Instagram as I am Jen IRL, JENNIRL, or on Twitter as Jen IRL. And we will talk to you next time.